Entertaining motion to come out of executive session, back into regular session. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mrs. Wilson.
Yes.
I'm the motion carried. Now then, Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Any possible action on executive session items?
Yes, I believe it would be appropriate, Mr. President, for there to be a motion authorizing the county administrator to negotiate and enter into a contract to purchase a parcel of land identified for our purposes as parcel K and proceed to closing on that contract.
Pleasure, counsel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Moore?
No, that is all, Mr. President.
Okay, we will now move into our 1:30 advertised public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each applicant shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And we have two zoning hearings this afternoon, Mr. President. And the first is CU-2053, Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood. Mr. Lank.
Yes, thank you.
Red Dog.
The first application is conditional use number 2053. It's the application of Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an HVAC business located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.1 acre more or less. Property located at the northwest of Roxana Road, Route 17, across from Smith Avenue, and 400 feet northeast of Smithfield Acres Road, being Route 52B. The 911 address is 37058 Roxana Road, Subdeville, and the tax map ID is District 533, Map 10, parcel number 14. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on August 11th of 2016 and rendered its decision on August 25th of 2016. For the benefit of council, I've passed down copies of the survey of the property showing the existing improvements on the property with the garage, dwelling, carport, et cetera. During the public hearing process, the commission heard from DLDOT, the Department of Transportation, Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They also received a copy of the staff analysis on this application prepared by Janelle Cornwell. We also received a letter in opposition from the town of Somerville. It was dated August 9, 2016. Making reference to the memorandum of understanding between the county and the town. I believe all the council members received a copy of that similar letter dated September 8th. It was received on September 13th in the council office from the town of Somerville, and it included some maps as part of the exhibits. Ken Wood was present on behalf of Red Dog Plumbing and Heating and gave his presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. The commission did discuss the letter received from the town of Somerville. At the conclusion of the public hearing on August 11th, the commission did defer action. On August 25th of 2016, the commission discussed the application of rural business. Mr. Hudson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 2053. For Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, Kara Kenwood, for an HVAC business based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is located along Roxana Road, along with the applicant's residence. This use, with no retail sales or other significant activity on the site, is appropriate for this location. Two, no work is to be done at the site. All employees start the workday from their own homes. As a result, the use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Three, the site allows a reasonable expansion of the applicant's home-based business in an appropriate location that will serve the residents of Sussex County. Four, small businesses such as these are appropriate in the town center area according to the Sussex County land use plan. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to an HVAC business located on the same parcel as the applicant's home. B, there shall be no retail sales from the property. C, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, all dumpsters on the site are to be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, there shall not be any outside storage of any HVAC equipment or materials associated with the use. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Hudson, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward this application to for Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, Kara Kenwood, to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion did carry 5-0. Is anyone here on behalf of the applicant?
I have a question.
I thought not.
They're not here? Oh. Well, are we, the thing about the applicant living there, is that a requirement? They can move away.
His application was for that. One of his statements was that he was a resident. It's not normally binding.
Not binding. So he can just live wherever. Okay.
Typically, it's not been a unless it's a condition of the approval.
Well.
We have had a couple applications that were conditioned that it be limited to the owner and on that property.
But I didn't read the wording that way this time.
It could be a condition of the approval.
It could be.
Sure. And again, I asked, is anyone here on behalf of the applicant? I didn't think so. I didn't recognize anybody.
Oftentimes in the past, Mr. Lank, when we've had this, there's been some attempt to contact the person while we moved on to the next application. If possibly Ms. Cornwell to try to.
Let me pull the phone number.
Okay.
Do
move on the agenda to the next one.
Yes.
See if they're here.
Is that you hanging on to it?
The next application today is conditional use 2054 Utilisite Inc. Mr. Lank?
Yes, thank you. And the applicant is present. This is an application for conditional use 2054 for Utilisite Incorporated. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an office, equipment storage, and parking for a construction company located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2 acres more or less. Property is located at the east of Robinsonville Road, Road 277, 800 feet north of Hart's Road, being Road 277A. The 911 address is 20721 Robinsonville Road, Lewis. The tax map ID is 234, map 6, parcel number 9.01. On this application, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on August 11th of 2016 and made their decision on August 25th of 2016. For the benefit of the record, I passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. Here's the fifth one. I had five. Here's another one. During the public hearing process, we heard received comments from DLDOT, Sussex Conservation District, County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Janelle Cornwell provided a staff analysis. The applicant had provided several pictures of the property and letters voicing no objection to the proposal from Charlotte Hart, John Beaver, and John Murray. Sharon Hart was present on behalf of Utilisite and gave testimony. Charlotte Hart, the neighboring property owner, and John Murray both spoke in support of the application. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. On August 11, 2016, the Commission did defer action for further consideration. On August 25th of 2016, the Commission discussed this application under old business, and therefore Mr. Johnson stated that he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 2054 for Utilisite Incorporated for an office, equipment storage, and parking for a construction company based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this is an existing business that has evolved on property where the owner lives. It has grown from what was close to a home occupation to the point where it now requires a conditional use approval. Two, the use is situated on a 2-acre parcel of land. It is situated among other larger parcels of land owned by other members of the applicant's family. The use is compatible with the surroundings and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Three, no significant work other than administration is done at the site. Most of the employees start the workday from their own homes. The existing business will only be used to store equipment and vehicles. The site is located on Robinsonville Road, but it is very close to Route 24. This is an appropriate location for this low-impact small business. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, small businesses such as these are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to an office, equipment, storage, and parking for the construction company. B, there should be no retail sales from the property. C, as stated by the applicant, the existing tree line shall be extended to screen the service and equipment yard area from view of neighboring properties and roadways. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and may be lighted. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. The motion, there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried unanimously to forward conditional use 2054 for Utility Site Incorporated for an office, equipment, storage, and parking for a construction company to the Sussex County Council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency to date.
Any questions from council? If not, is the applicant here? Could you come forward, please? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Could you give us your full name and address, please?
Yes. My name is Sharon Hart. I reside at 20721 Robinsonville Road, Lewis. And I guess I need to sign here.
Yes. And after you sign in, could you please give us the reason for your application and the reasons the council should support your request?
Well, I started Utilisite back in 2004, and a very small construction company. We do site work, utility work, water, sewer, stormwater. And over the years, we've gotten somewhat bigger. We now have anywhere between, well, it varies, but like 10, 11 employees. I'm one. I have an estimator. He comes into the office, so that's two. I have two utility trucks and two dump trucks. So I would have those guys come in, the drivers come in, get the equipment, the trucks, and take them to the job site. Everybody else goes to the job. Or very rarely does any equipment come back to the yard. Any servicing, it goes to a service company. So basically, it's just storage for the utility trucks and the dump trucks, and of course, parking for my estimator. And that's about it. I mean, Mr. Lang pretty well covered everything, you know, all the points.
There's a couple businesses right there, aren't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions from council? Did you have anything else or any other witness here today?
Not today. No.
Do you have plenty of off-street parking for the employees and the equipment that is there?
Mm-hmm.
And will use an existing entrance, is that correct?
Yes, yes. Okay. The pictures, I submitted some pictures, and that'll give you the overshot of the back parking area. I don't plan to expand. We're comfortable at the size that we are.
Okay. Thank you.
Same one, yeah, same picture. Oh, no, these are.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Pardon me?
You can sit down.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Mr. President, seeing none, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's the council's desire, close the public record and act today.
We will close public hearing. Okay with council, close public record?
Yeah.
Yes. More of you read the short title, please.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an office, equipment storage, and parking for a construction company to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.0 acres more or less for reasons given by planning zoning numbered 1-6 in your packet with conditions 7A through H.
I'd like to move.
Pleasure,
the
Council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Arlett, to approve conditional use number 2054. For the reasons and with the conditions as stated in planning and zoning. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I agree with planning and zoning, and I also am agreeing with the reasons, and we have and the conditions that we have. Planning and zoning has offered. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes. I support the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendations.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, I too will be agreeable to planning and zoning's recommendation and vote yes, and congratulations on your success.
Wilson.
I vote yes on planning zoning recommendations.
Also approve planning zoning reasons and conditions as placed. Also vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
Mr. Lank, did you receive any indication if the other applicant was going to?
Janelle made the call and left a message, and that's as far as we got.
Okay.
No response.
We do have other matters on today, so we go forth
we'll
with
see
the
if
sign.
They show up. They might have plenty of time.
Yes. So now it's time for discussions on the sign ordinance.
Mm-hmm.